Welcome to the Licking County Sports Spotlight on WCLTE.com. I'm Brian Mays, your host. The Sports Spotlight features a local Licking County high school interviewing their athletic director, coaches, and players for this winter season. The Sports Spotlight is powered by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems. Welcome back. This is Brian Mays on the Licking County Sports Spotlight, and today we are featuring Licking Heights, and we're starting with girls basketball, and we're happy to be joined by a couple of senior players, Tori Diggs and Samaya McDougall. Ladies, thank you for joining us. Tori, we'll start with you. What got you interested in basketball?
So I've been playing basketball since about third grade. I think I like the team connectiveness and then also like the hustle and aggression that goes into basketball. I like the technique and like how you have to actually, like, the IQ that goes behind it. There's more than just, like, playing the game. It comes with mental, it comes with IQ, it comes with bringing up your team. So I think I just like all the pieces that go into it.
And doing that since third grade, so you kind of started, not going to make you an old person by far, but you've seen girls basketball kind of explode as you've gone through this. Has it even kind of surprised you how the popularity has really taken off with girls basketball?
I think it's definitely been a new transition. We started off actually with a lot more seniors than we have now. However, I think more girls have been like accepted into sports, and now we're getting it more popular, especially as you see the team dynamics. I think people will start to see that basketball is more fun than just like running around and sweating than it is. So,
Samaya, what about you? What got you interested in basketball?
I always wanted to be like my brother, so he always played basketball. So when I was younger, they didn't have a little league team, so I started in third grade. I just loved how the hustle and just the competition, and I always just loved playing basketball after seeing my brother playing and my dad just teaching me how to play basketball.
And it's one of those sports, it is a team sport, but you really can go out and play whenever you want. I mean, long time ago when I used to play, I loved playing out in the cold and the snow. I don't know why, but I did. But it always seems like it really is a year-round sport.
Yes, it is. I always loved playing outside and just playing basketball with my friends. And it just made me want to actually get more into the sport and actually focus more on basketball.
Is there a girl or a team that you idolized either growing up or even to today that you kind of want to model your game around or really like how she plays?
Yes, I always watched girls' high school basketball. I had a neighbor that coached Licking Heights girls' basketball, and when I was younger, she would teach me how to play basketball, and I would go up with her and watch her coach her team at practices. I would come to the games, so it made me more want to play. She taught me a lot of things. My favorite team I used to watch was Paige Beckers. I forget what high school team, but I love, she was a good point guard. She's a good scorer. She could be an all-around player, and I just loved watching her.
How about you, Tori?
So to be truthful, I haven't really always watched basketball. I've more of done it like more in person. So I think AAU has been more of like my speed. I've mainly idolized my coaches and how they've taught me to like be. Everybody's taking me to the next level. So I started out with Mike Thornton. He was my like little league coach. He kind of built the foundation. And then I'd probably say one of my best coaches that I get along with is Jamal Hughes. He actually taught me, you know, how to just be a shooter and just play your own comfortable game and not be pushed into a game that is not yours. So
I'm going to put you on the spot since you mentioned AAU, because sometimes people think AAU is not beneficial. Some people think it is. Why do you think it's helped you? And is it maybe based on the coaches that you've had at the AAUs that's made the difference for you?
So I was actually, we had this discussion a while back because I was actually thinking about taking a break from AAU, but my coaches have always told me it's better to get the 5-on-5 work during the summer than it is to just do personal training, because you get that still competition while also learning to build your skills. So I think AAU has definitely, I think I'm definitely influenced by my coaches because they've always wanted me to keep playing basketball, but I think that AAU is a better option than just strictly training, because you get the chance to actually imply those skills during the summer and not waiting until the season to learn how to use them.
Fair enough. Good argument. As seniors, your leaders on this team, what are you trying to install to the younger girls for when you leave that you want them to accomplish and maybe leave your legacy a little bit?
As leaders, I want to be able to make the younger people become more leaders when they get older. It's important to lead the team and show them what is the good and what's the bad. It will teach them and show them what's the right things to do.
And along those lines, Tori, I mean, is it your practice ethics and, you know, because they're always looking to see what a junior, what a senior does. So are you okay with that and having that responsibility that they're always seeing what you are doing?
Yeah, I think it's a good responsibility to have. I think as seniors, you kind of know from the jump that you guys have to step up and that you're obviously going to be the role model. So I think it's important to teach the younger girls that it obviously is more than basketball, too. It's also mental. You've got to be tapped in during practice. You have to be tapped in during the games. Making sure you're trusting your coaching staff. I think it's important for us seniors to leave that on so that way the leadership can just grow better, because you don't ever want your last seniors to be like the best leadership you've ever had.
It's a slow start to the season. A lot of games left to be played. What do you like about this ball club right now, and what are you hoping that you can improve on and get better with?
So I think right now we're getting a much better team dynamic than we've had in previous years. I think, you know, especially us trusting our coach and, you know, working on the skills that she's having us work on throughout practices. We're kind of trying to apply that during the games. However, I do think we need to, you know, make sure that we're focusing on the bigger picture and not just strictly the skills that she's trying to get us to apply in the games. We definitely want to round out our game all around.
And what can you add to that?
I would say, we, throughout the years, we have became a better team. We had became more focused. Our bonding became more strong. Now we're just trying to apply it to the court and succeed through what we have going on. And just like she said, trust our coaches and follow what they're saying and believe in them. And we have to believe in ourselves and in our team.
And I always sometimes worry, because sports should be fun. I mean, it's a learning deal, and obviously you guys want to win basketball games, but it sounds like with the team camaraderie and stuff, it is still part of what you guys want to accomplish. And that's, I mean, you're still kids in a way, and you want to have fun with this.
Yeah, I think it's important, especially for like parents and coaches, to understand that we are still kids. So it is like to not put too much pressure on people. But I also think it's a good outlet and it's a good source when you make it a good source. And you just have to make sure you're really in love with the game to, you know, continue playing it.
So do you still have fun?
Yes, I do still have fun.
I can tell by your laugh that you still do. And last question before I let you both go, and thanks for joining us. Can it get frustrating sometimes? Because, and I'm not asking you to repeat what I'm about to say, but I think sometimes the officials have a tough time when it gets physical of how to do it. So how do you maintain a good mentality going out there when maybe it's getting a little bit more physical than what it needs to be, and how you can just keep playing or trying to play your game?
I think that's kind of where we have to step in as senior leaders and understand that, you know, the game's obviously going to be frustrating, but you have to learn how to control your emotions while playing the game. So I think it's important that, you know, you go out there level-headed and understand just because your competition is getting more physical than it needs to be doesn't mean you need to play on that same level, because that also gives, you know, your team and yourself like a bad rep when you're on the court.
But I'm going to guess it takes a lot for you to get riled up, because I don't think you have that temper. Maybe I'm wrong, but how about you out there?
Yes. Personally, I think you have to be strong out there. You can't have like the little things make you upset and make you mess up your game and not play yourself, be yourself. So just being focused and just having the right mindset to come out there and not let the little things mess you up.
Girls, thanks for your time. Appreciate it so much. Good luck for the rest of the year.
Thank you.
We'll come back and speak to Coach Woods. That's next as you're listening to the Licking Heights Sports Spotlight here on WCLT.com. And welcome back to the Licking County Sports Spotlight. I'm Brian Nays, now joined with head coach Evelyn Woods of the Licking Heights girls basketball team. And Coach, you heard a couple of the seniors there, and I like their mentality and I like their attitude, because it is learning, it is development, but if you don't have fun with it, what's the point?
Yeah, and I think that, you know, I definitely do not like to lose. So I think that is something that we are trying to get over, that, like, how to win. Mm-hmm. Obviously, when girls get hurt and your teammates get hurt and you're used to somebody being on the court and then they're not on the court, that's a lot of adversity to get through. You know, we try to come in, make light of situations, kind of laugh at some of our mistakes sometime, but also put the work in to get better. I definitely think, you know, high school sports, it is a time for growing and learning, and that should be the most important. You know, when, if we can win, that's going to be great. And obviously that is definitely the goal. But I think, you know, seeing the bigger picture, and it's not just about teaching basketball, but it's teaching about life and attitudes. And, you know, when adversity hits, what are you going to do with it?
No question. And it has been a little bit of a slow start at 1-4 as we're having this conversation, right in a couple of ball games. I mean, you very easily could be 3-2 at this point. So talk about the mentality of the team through five games and where you think it's headed. Yeah, you'd like a couple more wins, but where do you feel the team is at this point?
Yeah, I think that, like I said, we were hit with a couple injuries. We had a sophomore coming in and had a great preseason, great good practices, had an amazing first scrimmage. Honestly, was playing with a hurt a little bit the second scrimmage, but still played really well. So we were excited about that, but came down with a back injury. So she's out for season, right? And so then that kind of changes the dynamic of the team and what you have to do on the court. We had another sophomore who played big minutes for us last year, who had to have surgery before season. So she's been out for a couple, months and her coming back in. So I think that people who were planning, or I guess used to kind of being, role players, had to step up and be leaders or kind of get that stat line for us. And so I think that that changes with any sport, the dynamic of the team and the ups and downs. And so we keep really preaching whatever we're doing in practices we have to do in a game. I think our girls work super, super hard in games. I think they want it. And it's just trying to put all the pieces together to get those wins. And we're close. And, last season we had the same conversations about being super close in games. So I just think with hard work and, we keep fighting, and each day you have to get a little bit better, and each day, put another piece of the puzzle together to hopefully get over that little hump.
And we talked about how the team deals with adversity. How does the coach deal adversity? Because you can't show it. I mean, you got to have a poker face every once in a while. So when these things come, how do you kind of want to deal with it internally and then in front of the team?
Yeah, I would say internally, I'll just keep it internally and, personally. So I'll deal with that how I have to deal with that. I think that I've played sports for a long, long time. I think that the hardest part is, and I tell the girls this, I can't go out and do it. The excitement of it, you get so ready, you watch film, you're ready to go. But then you can't release all that energy in playing, So I will say that that is probably the biggest struggle, because usually when you're on the court, you're at least releasing some of that energy that you have built up. But it's just talking to the girls. We have a lot of conversation, probably more than what they would like to have, because I think it's important to share why you show that frustration, or why you get strict, or why you put them on the line to run, or why you stop practice to go over the same thing again, but then have those conversations later on to make sure the girls know that what we're doing as a coaching staff is not only for the betterment of them as a player, but for their future as well.
Yep. And I think it's always good to see, and I think it was Tori who mentioned it, some don't want to go through it. And for those that stay with it, and go through the seniors, I mean, that's going to make you feel good as you're trying to build this program. And I think while you don't know sometimes what parents and girls will think about, but if they see friends of theirs or older folks that stay with it, that might help down the road a little bit.
Yeah, I think so. In fact, we had a couple girls who played for us last year as freshmen and aren't. And I've heard through the grapevine kind of say they kind of wish they were out here and they might do it again next year, And it is. And nowadays, I think sports, people are playing year round.
Yeah.
They're playing multiple sports year round, fortunately, when I played three sports, but I played those sports during season. And, yes, did we have open gyms here and there, but it wasn't a constant, club volleyball and basketball, then AAU and softball, and then softball travel. And, so I think that kids are expected to, I guess, put way more time in and not always be kids. Yeah. So I think that that is something that we battle all the time. And I think to be a multi-sport athlete, you do have to be really focused and enjoy competition, I would say, is probably the biggest thing, and enjoy that, because you know, if you're a competitor, then it, whatever you have to do to work hard or whatever you have to do to win, you're going to do.
And so have you had to adapt your philosophy with all this time or lack of time that these kids have? Because I remember, I believe it was Boris Becker who said, my dad did not want me to be a one-sport idiot. He mm-hmm. wanted me to play different things. And football coaches say, we love having wrestling folks play on the line. So you want them to have that opportunity, but then do you have to adapt or change what you're doing when the season starts?
Yeah, so honestly, I encourage all of my girls to play more sports. I think that the skills they learn in other sports can directly relate to basketball. Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome to see different coaches. I think that the skills in other sports, you know, that team, that the teamwork, you know, just for verticals, running, explosion, like all of that we can tie into basketball. Yeah. So to me, I'm a huge proponent and I would encourage every girl. In fact, even if they want to go play college basketball, I'm a middle school assistant principal. And so I will even talk to the girls about, you know, run track or play volleyball then. That's okay if it's not your main sport. So if we had, you know, girls who are in club volleyball right now, we work with their schedule. You know, again, it's very hard to be a star at two sports though and completely, you know, dominate two sports. So we have a couple girls who do play volleyball. You know, we waited till after their season to get started. We wish them well. We want to see them go to district championships, you know, and for sure support them in that. I think that that's something that we absolutely have to do. And then during their season, if we're in open gyms, you know, we play with who we can get. And during the other sports, we let them come into open gyms, just not obviously contact, but sure, work on their skills just to be around that when they can too.
As you're building this program, you're in a league that is not easy to build in because the girls' teams in this league are very, very tough. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's going to be any exception this year either. Mm-mm.
No, absolutely. I think it's a great league. I mean, just even watching films on some of the teams, you know, each year you're like, oh, they'll lose a couple seniors. And then they're like, oh, well, don't worry. We have a couple, you know, the sophomores step up now. No, look at these freshmen. So, I mean, you know, our future of Licking Heights, we have a couple great middle school coaches right now. Our eighth grade team is doing amazing right now. So I'm hopeful that Licking Heights can also kind of show that in years to come that we, you know, we're a competitor in our league as well.
I'm not going to ask you to put a goal on wins for this year. I know you'd like to see more than last year at eight, but mm-hmm. are there two or three areas of focus that if we came back here in middle of February that you'd like to say we check these boxes off?
Mm-hmm. I think right now one of the main areas of focus is consistency for our girls. I think consistency.
You mean like game by game and how?
Yeah. Yes. Game by game, practice by practice, consistency. So we have such coachable kids. I mean, we work on something and then they execute it that next game. Now, if we can just be consistent with that and keep that going, so we can add to it. I think consistency is our biggest thing. Like, you'll look at our stat line and one game, you know, our shooting percentage from the foul line is terrible, but then all of a sudden it's 90%, or like we have 30 turnovers, but then we only have 13 turnovers. So it is that, I think that that is one definite goal, to just be consistent, just across the board, even in practices, you know, and that's hard. That it's a long season. It's very hard, but, I know that that is something that it comes from, you know, within and within the team. And each day we're getting better. Like each day there's just like, okay, you don't have to say that as much anymore. You don't have to talk about talking on defense as much. So I'm going to say consistency is a main one. We need to be more vocal on the floor.
Mm.
Definitely more vocal. We have great girls. And, you know, if you're not on the basketball floor, they're talking all the time. But that's a lot of times, right?
Yeah.
And I think that that comes with confidence and experience. And, again, girls who didn't think that they'd have to be leaders, and they are. And so I definitely want to get more vocal on the court. And that's, you know, offensively and defensively. Like, when you are on offense, you still have to recognize each other and verbalize what's going on, or talk to each other when you're running down the floor, you know, in plays. So I think that those are going to be two large parts of our goals for the season.
Thanks for your time so much, yeah. Coach. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
This Sports Spotlight was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Par Excellence STEM Academy, and Licking Memorial Health Systems.